By the way, the mics are on. We're hot. Okay.
Edit out everything before the opening.
Yeah, all you could hear was that song with me and Chad.
Let's get physical. Physical.
So leaving that like, now.
Nope.
You realize you fuckers aren't leaving until this is edited tonight, right?
I'm not gonna work tomorrow.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Kick tires, light the fire. I need the Mongolian.
You hit one of those homoerotic notes.
He hit the proper depth.
Oh, that's funny.
Kick tires, light the fires.
Welcome to Heat Treated Garage, where friends come together to share their love of life, creativity, and everything in between. Welcome to episode number 7. Lucky number 7. So, fellas around the table tonight, across from me is the Wookiee. Sitting next to him is Big G.
Yo!
Sitting across from Big G is Mr. Geyer.
What's up?
Next to Mr. Geyer is our captain.
How's everybody doing tonight?
And there's me.
Das Chad. So we are back at the table, one night removed from normal recording night. We decided that, you know, it's Mother's Day. We won't record on Mother's Day.
Cook dinner for the mama.
So I did cook lunch, brunch.
Not the mama. No.
There's an old show. So, Chad, we're going to kick this off. Chad brought a bottle of American honey.
Yep. Wild turkey American honey.
We're going to have several tastings tonight. This is going to be a night of tastings, maybe.
I'm actually one of the weird ones. I actually enjoy having a wild turkey 101. It's a little strong, but I'll mix it with water and it's fine. But as far as honeys go, it's probably my favorite honey that
I've never had it, so I didn't even know it existed.
And this isn't very strong, so it's a nice mild.
Court's hard like pass.
It was an offering.
It really kind of reminds me of a.
Don't breathe out through your nose.
I don't want to fight my friends. Don't make me fight my friends.
What it reminds me of is way back in the day when I'd make tea with mom because that was fun to do. I'd add a shitload of honey into it.
It does remind me. It reminds me that not tea with my mom, but it reminds me. Reminds me of hot toddies Annie makes when I'm sick.
See, I think it's just a nice, easy drinking.
No, she uses Jack, hot water, and lots of honey.
I'm surprised they haven't made a honey badger whiskey.
I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
Somebody's used that.
Yeah, but it'd be perfect for Court because all he has to do is drink it, and then he's got a reason. Well, it's honey badger. Honey badgers don't take shit from anyone.
Court doesn't need a reason.
Drinking, fight.
And I don't think we need Court on whiskey.
No, that's why I drink my Coors Light.
D-Light.
And
Coors D-Light.
Coors D-Light. And that leaves more whiskey for Chad and me.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
There would be no bottle of whiskey safe if Court and I were drinking whiskey. Jesus.
That'd be bad. Oh, fuck.
And we wouldn't have any friends left.
The amount of whiskeys that are piling up, well, and not just whiskeys, the amount of alcohols that are piling up for the putting green. I might just spend all my money on the putting green.
So what's, I don't know what that game is.
So the gist of it, as I have heard Andy talk about, it, is so many dollars per putt. If you putt and you hit that bottle, you get the bottle.
Ah.
But of course, there's gonna be like little bottles,
kind of
strategically blocking, like the Blantons,
yeah,
and the Wellers.
So is it like you gotta putt from a certain spot?
There'll be a certain spot you putt, and then those, you know, and it's gonna be a distance putt on
the practice green,
on that practice putt green, yeah, right by the.
That's a pretty cool game.
So every hole,
someone smokes a bottle.
Every hole will have some sort of game or challenge to it. Because the thought is, you know, mental health, everybody faces a challenge, so every hole is going to have a challenge.
That's kind of fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I was going to say, I'm like, wait, 18 challenges? No, it's only a 9-hole course, so you could do the same challenge twice?
No, 18 challenges.
Oh, it depends on which hole you start on. There's going to be...
And, you know, the jury is still out on the cannon. And yesterday she was showing me about having to ride a tricycle. I'm like, no, come on.
Hey, that requires agility, okay? That's a sport.
One of my favorites, and she's probably going to be like, you're giving away too much, but one of my favorites that we might have to have some video of is there will be a hole where you can pay the people at that hole to heckle the group behind you.
Oh, and, that's awesome.
And I know that two of the prospective hecklers, and maybe both of them there. It will be fun.
That's, yes.
Is it going to be like Statler and Waldorf?
No. Well, maybe. Kind of, I don't know. I will.
They could dress as red, green.
Yeah.
You know both of them. I'm going to leave it at that.
I know.
You need to.
They could totally pull off red, green.
So we need someone like Jonesy from Letterkenny.
I'll divulge a little bit more. One of them that has been talked to about doing it is a former drill sergeant. So that could be fun.
Dyer, you need to find a wrestling dad to take over your responsibilities that day.
Yes. Or you are going to be bummed out all day.
Yeah. We'll have boring Dyer there. Or the wrestling girls are going to have fucking really fun Dyer that doesn't have a job anymore.
Hey. It won't be boring Geyer. It will be very annoyed Geyer because Geyer. We're all going to be ripped and he's going to be like,
no, one won't hurt me.
And you can't even. You can't if anyone,
that's only happened every time.
No one could see the motions, but it looked like Chad was shaking a shake weight of alcohol down his throat.
And you can't even ask.
He was air dicking.
You should have
going the for
new,
the more PG-13 style.
Will the new head coach be named by then?
It's going to be the old head coach.
Oh. Okay. Well, the old head, you can't. He's going to be there too. He's committed too. So.
I know.
I thought I had it out for you that like the new head coach had to be like, hey, this is part of your new abilities.
There has to be someone out there that's willing to sit there with the girls and protect them.
Yes.
Has to be.
We'll figure this out.
We'll find someone.
So anyways.
I'll start an application process.
We have another segment.
Another segment.
That we're gonna kick off with tonight. We have the Ask the Fellas.
And we have two questions.
We have two questions. We're going to do the one first that came from a listener, and it came in like an hour ago.
52 minutes.
50 to see. Like almost an hour ago.
Got her in just in time.
Just in time.
And you said that listen for the episode. He goes, well, how good of advice is it going to be or something like that?
It'll be very good, Mark. So listener Mark Trepto from Wisconsin has sent in a request. Court.
And all of our advice has to be taken with a grain of salt. We are not certified contractors. We are literally barely qualified to freaking take a piss by ourselves, let alone give advice on how someone else should do anything.
Thank God we are qualified to take a piss by ourselves.
Right. I know, I am.
Where that pre-show was going, I thought Brad was going to ask you to help him.
Hey, PG-13. Well, the only advice I can give him starting off with the information we got is move out of Wisconsin.
It could be worse. It could be from Illinois.
Ooh, yeah, that's true. Those fibs.
Again, my Illinois friends, move out. Come this way. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So, hey, fellas. First time, long time. I need some help/advice. I have never set kitchen cabinets, and I am getting ready to get my outlets and blocking all set. But I am running into a dilemma. I want to set my cabinets and outlets perfectly level. Well, of course you do. I am using my Milwaukee line laser. I measured off the subfloor to get the 54 inches above the floor for the upper cabinets. That's when I found that my floor from one end to the other is off 1 inch.
Ooh.
Ooh. I do plan to run tile backsplash. Ooh. Do you guys So do you guys run perfectly level, or do you cheat the cabinets? Layout pictures will be attached. Far left of the picture is the high spot. Far right of the picture by the fridge is the low spot.
Okay, so I'm gonna background information that you guys may or may know.
Is this new construction or a remodel?
No, it's a remodel. Okay. But Mark is more than capable of this. Mark does some beautiful tile work showers, glass sets, glass doors for showers.
Oh, cool.
He works for a glass company. So, I mean, he's got the basic skills to it. He's just never done cabinets. So
I kind of ran into this basic thing with my last house. It was about that much. And I said, screw it. I'm going to jack the floor up all in a hurry. So I went in the basement. I cranked it all up. I will fix any cracks that develop. Not one developed.
So your suggestion is to go downstairs, put one of those jack poles in there if you can.
Yep.
If it doesn't already have them.
And jack it an inch.
That's it.
That's kind of where.
And to do it all in one shot is not really super advisable, but I did it. Normally you want to kind of sneak up on it over a couple weeks.
Yep.
But if he does it all at once, expect there to be some drywall cracking above doors.
Well, there's no drywall in that room, so it would be an adjacent room that might experience some drywall cracking.
But, right. Okay, so here's my question. So this is a complete gut remodel, if I saw the pictures right. And what you said is do it over a couple weeks.
If he has the time, start jacking the floor up a quarter inch at a time.
And if the basement is not finished.
I think he would because he's in a full remodel, so he could set everything level. No, you can't because it's gonna affect the walls too when it jacks up, right?
Yeah, it's should come back into plumb. Should when you jack the floor up, it should. But right now his walls are out of square.
Where I was going was you have to have all the jacking done before you do any of your blocking.
Yes, you do nothing until you jack the floor.
You can do it Chad's way, where you put a jack in there, you get your floor level again, then you can go. Works if you got an unfinished basement because you don't want a jack in the middle of a finished basement.
Right.
Or you got to find your high spot on the floor, level it from there, and then you just got to shim up your cabinets and it's going to be a pain in the dick and you're going to hate your life. But it's not anything that's totally.
The worst one I ever did was probably 2.5 to 3 inches out of level. That one, we built a ramp. And then we hit it with a toe kick. I mean, you could tell if you really looked at it.
Is his subflooring down yet?
Yeah, subfloor's there.
Oh, subfloor's there.
Looks like.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could level the floor with various different ways of doing it.
And that was my question. But an inch, that's a... Whew.
Yeah.
It's a chunk.
The whole reason I decided to jack things up was just simply because I didn't want it to be like 37 inches on one side and 36 on the other. I wanted it to be... like no normal.
Well, when you walk around with a calibrated eyeball like yours, you're going to notice that right away.
But by the time you put your trim on it and you got your toe kicks, most of the time you're never.
The tile's going to be the hard part because you're going to notice that tile.
That's why you either have to level the floor or you level the cabinets.
Cabinets, yeah.
One of the two has to happen.
See, wouldn't you? See,
otherwise, I mean, it's going to translate into your tile.
So if you absolutely. If he was at the point where I don't want to mess with the floor because I don't want drywall cracking in the next rooms or whatever, you could set your cabinets level and then set your tile off your cabinets.
Yep.
You're going to notice it at the bottom where your tile meets your countertop.
No, you wouldn't notice it because that's going to be your level spot. You'll notice the toe kick on the floor.
The toe kick on the floor. So how many people walk around looking at the toe kick?
Not many people are going to notice.
Short people.
They say you'll never notice the toe kick. What you might notice is when you bell up to the cabinet, it's like, damn, this seems high.
Yep.
It'd be an inch higher on one end.
One and the other.
Yep.
So.
And I'd make it all an inch high. I'd go to the high spot, and I'd lift the lower ones up, personally, because I would rather the countertops, like the...
You're going to notice a countertop if it's leaning. You're going to notice visually, you know, to me, visually,
you won't
from...
notice the height difference if you make them all the higher, you know what I mean?
Right.
Make them all high. You shouldn't know. I mean,
level off the high side.
That's, yeah, and just...
But what he's saying is, if the floor slopes an inch, it doesn't matter what.
Oh, you're standing on the floor. Yeah, you might notice that.
If you're standing on the floor, you're going to notice it. So that's why your cabinet on the high spot.
It's like playing pool onis. One corner of the pool table is slammed all the way to the ground, and the other corner is slammed as high as it can go. So it's like, holy shit, this is low, or holy shit, this is high.
But Yeah, so, I mean, those are really the two options. You snap a line where you want your top of your cabinets if you don't level the floor.
So you're saying level off like
your
the middle.
Off your height. No, you got to go off the high spot.
High side, okay.
Otherwise, if you go in the middle, then your cabinet's on the high side. Then you got to take material off the bottom, which is.
And you just have to cut yourself some kind of a ramp shim
to raise you can still you up do it an inch. With. You just keep shoving shims in like we did on yours. With yours, all we had to do, because we built those set, the toe kicks were separate from the cabinets. Yeah. So all we had to do was level the toe kick, which is way easier than doing a whole cabinet.
Yeah.
Because you can get into the back and.
And luckily, we only had to ever lift anything. Like
that's because we did it.
We did it right. Very, very.
Well, I don't think this is a very new house. I think this was an older house. No, it's an
older house. That's
right.
I love old houses, but one of the reasons I chose to go new construction versus rebuilding the old one is what he's dealing with right from
right.
The hassle of making it look.
I'm still amazed, though, as old as my house is, how flat most of the floors are. Our upstairs bathroom, not so much, but it's weird. The floor below it is flat. So I'm just thinking that 150 years ago, they built that floor crooked.
They must have.
Yeah, it looks like the outside wall is the high spot. So I jack up that center of that room. If he can do it over a short or a long period of time, that's what I'd do.
Because most likely there's got to be a jack or a wall down there.
Yeah, there has
unless to be someone took it out. That could be part of his problem. Some previous owner could have pulled that pole out because they wanted an open concept living room.
Oh, or basement.
Or basement, you know what I mean? Yeah. So even if his basement's finished and he's got that slope, might not be a bad idea to cut the drywall out and put a jack in and then make a fancy wood pole around it. I mean, it sucks if it's in the middle of your room, but...
You know,
which are you going to be more, the living room or the basement? Or excuse me, the kitchen or the basement?
You did it on your beam running down the center of the house, right, Chad?
Yes, yep.
So in Chad's basement, there was already a beam, so you just put a jack in there. And,
well, the jack
it was already there.
That you jack was already
crank,
there.
You just had to crank it up crank more, it up, right?
Yep.
And amazingly, it was not rusted.
I put a pipe on it.
Or the other way you could do is grab
it. And if I remember right, that was a heck of a self-adjustment you had on your back that day, too.
That was a different time that I pushed it up. I was trying to fix some floor squeaks, so I gave it a little jerk, and it popped where it needed to.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be my suggestion. I think best-case scenario is running the jack up, jack the floor up.
Right.
And if that's not an option, then you got to go to find the high spot on the floor.
And level.
Go from there.
Measure, right. You know, and level everything off of your high spot. Unfortunately, I mean, that's the least bad way. Your floor will be, your countertop will be an inch taller on one end than the other.
And just don't spill milk in that corner.
Well, the countertop will still be
it'll
flat.
It'll still be level.
But if it spills on the floor.
If it spills on the floor, no matter, yeah.
It's going to run away from the high spot. Right.
Well, another option is to find out if it's one leg shorter than the other.
Make sure you didn't inch yourself on your measurements.
How many
beers did you drink before you realized it was an inch off? Maybe it's not an inch off. Right. Maybe you were really drunk. I mean, not since I've ever had that problem, but it's possible for people to have that problem.
Concrete over here under the studio.
Some of them is a little drunk that night.
Well, yes. Guilty as charged.
Were we drunk that night?
We were drinking.
And we said we weren't measuring it because it was Chris's floor. He had to measure it.
And I was drinking. So I think it was a combination of drinking and I half-inched myself. But
yeah.
Anyway, so does that wrap up our...
Hopefully that's good advice for you, Mark. If it's not, sorry. Let us know how it turns out.
We hope it helps you. Yeah, let us know how it turns out. Send us some pictures and share them over there.
Let us know what your solution
Mark is
was.
One of our most... I'm losing my words here. Contributor.
He's a top contributor
to the pages. There are questions and stuff going on and doing stuff with family
on,
and
on the pages of faces.
Pages of faces. So with that, Chad, you getting your washer?
Yep, I'm your cleanser? Rinsing my cup and rinsing my palate.
Cleanse your palate because we're going to move over to
We received a
taste test. We received a guest. tasting
of a gift.
Of a gift. I am. I screenshot this so it would be easy to pull back up quick.
If you can find it in your 575,000 right? pictures.
So
trying to clean my palate. It tastes like whiskey.
Now that we insulted Illinois, made fun of Illinois as we like to do. This is from Illinois, but this is from our buddy Kyle Ming. He sent over some red sangria from Owl Creek Vineyard in Southern Illinois, where it's locally grown and made. And he was over Saturday for the complete off-road open house, brought the old army truck over. Unfortunately, I was so busy that day, I never got a chance to go out and look at it. He won a $250 gift certificate.
To pay for the fuel.
And he almost didn't get it because we said you had to be present to win, and he was out giving somebody a ride in the army truck when we did the drawing.
Oh, shit.
The guy's wife that was riding with Kyle, she called her husband and said, "Hey, tell Kyle to get back here right away."
So get your ass back
here. He got his gift certificate regardless. But anyways, he says, I wanted to give you guys something only I would be able to provide instead of something store-bought. So he put a lot of thought into this, and he went to school in Southern Illinois, when he went to aviation school and mechanic school for aviation. So this is one of the best wine trail areas in the nation.
And it's in Illinois.
Wow. So I asked him, because the bottles... Who wants
to... Come in little growlers.
They come in growlers, and it said, Apple knocker hard cider on it. So, but I could swear he told me it was sangria when he gave it to me at on Saturday. And I said, so I texted him. I said, hey, what's, he goes, well, the place that makes this makes a hard cider. So if you bring back the growlers, it saves you some money because you're not having to buy the growler.
Fill it back up.
Yeah. So,
and this, according to the label, does cause birth defects if you drink it while you're pregnant.
We know what your mom would be wrong, right? Safe.
Just my mom. Just my mom. Have you guys met you guys before? I think you guys need to go. I think you guys need to go meet each other. Go look in the mirror.
Oh, he said we're supposed to shake it, and he did recommend over ice, but I've kept it cold in the fridge, so
shaky, 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 shaky.
Air dicking. You're air dicking.
I just pointed at you, so if it goes off.
Why is your mouth open?
Just getting ready.
Oh, good thing we hit explicit, right?
Hey, it looks like wine.
Oh, I love cider.
I just made it from water.
Take one down.
There's nothing wrong with it, dude.
I'm not a religious man, but I think that's wrong.
You find fault with it, huh? So as Pedron here,
it's like church wine.
Where's my actually be like,
he did send me a link to the wine biscuit? Trail and the mask.
Where's the crackers?
So along with this,
Kyle smells really good.
Kyle was catching up with the patron. Do we got the paper towel somewhere close? Brad, they're right behind you.
Clean up.
The sweating bottle left water everywhere on the table here. So,
right next to the dust and riding the rock.
That's a quarter.
It does smell good.
What? Is there quarter, a rule now that every time we mention pot. Dustin, we have
There's
to pay a quarter?
Quarter.
Quarter. You're up to a dollar.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's good.
Fuck.
That's straight up dangerous. Court's pouring a full glass now.
Kyle, he's like, I just took a little one before, but here, you guys can share this.
I almost want to call.
Okay, Kyle. You're my favorite Ewok. I will pay. I'll send you money to have some of this brought up the next time you're up in this area.
He'll be up for the golf outing. He's on the team.
Nice.
Oh man,
dude,
this is really good
because he's golfing with Wheeler.
With Wheeler and the bearded wonder.
And here, Art.
Fill mine back up again first.
and who else is on?
Kyle,
this
you,
is Kyle's brother.
Sangria. So
it's the Ming brothers.
It's the Ming brothers, and then okay. Yeah, Kyle and Tyler. So. This is really good.
Oh, one bottle's gone.
Yeah.
Is this one of those sipping things? We're not good at sipping stuff.
No, not shit that tastes this good.
No, this is like Really
that,
good.
That would be perfect breakfast.
So to follow up on a Patreon.
This is breakfast juice.
It's breakfast juice.
Kyle.
He might be able to get away with this before going to school in the morning. They could
probably just put this in a cup and be like, it's apple juice.
This is cranberry juice. It looks like cranberry juice.
Mr. Geyer's in a way better mood than he normally is for 8 o'clock in the morning.
And his breath smells like fruit. Wait. He must have had a healthy breakfast.
Yes.
Mr. Meng, we will have to make arrangements that there is an event in September that you need to bring more for.
This is really good.
He's a cameraman.
Oh, yes.
So, cat out of the bag a little bit there.
That hits the spot.
It does.
Oh, you good. Imagine that after roofing all day, having a bottle of that.
Yeah,
sit we'll down in the shade under the oak tree.
I have a feeling the alcohol content is either low or dangerous.
Yes. So,
where was it from?
Try to find the interwebs what the alcohol content this is, because
do we want to go off script here? Do we want to just try calling Kyle?
We need a phone that'll plug into.
Brad's here. Box. He has one, but the cord's in the drawer. Third drawer down.
Is your phone
dead? What?
Is your phone got charged?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm full. Almost. Oh, third drawer down. I'm not gonna find any weird shit in here, am I?
Probably.
No.
I mean,
I don't know if it'll be available, but we'll see. This does really good. So, along with in
that doesn't taste like alcohol at all.
Yes. No, Brad. It's got a white. It'll have a white end on it that'll plug into your phone.
Yeah, just a very. It should be rolled up like toward the left side of alcohol.
It's very. Oh, this. If a kid got a hold of this, it'd be dangerous. It tastes like juicy juice.
It does.
No, like. Kaylin would be like, "Oh, sweet, Dad brought juice home."
Yeah, she's gonna be fucking wasted.
He's like, "Dad, you know what? I'm chocolatey milk wasted."
Like, what the fuck do you say? I'm gonna punch you in the throat. I'm like, "Okay, Kaylin can't drink hard alcohol."
I mean, she did bend a kid's nose on the school bus one day, didn't she?
But he probably had it coming.
Okay, so talk shit, get hit.
I'm not gonna read Kyle's phone number out loud, but I will bring it up here. Why so not? You can dial it.
So what was that?
This is the dude that can find anybody on the internet. Believe me, it's crazy.
We're not hard to find.
What was the name of the vineyard?
Owl. Hold on.
How far is this from
Southern Illinois? So we'd have to drive past. Never mind. I don't want to pay.
Too far for a hot rod afternoon.
Oh no, we hot rod weekend.
Owl Creek Vineyard.
Yes, Owl Creek Vineyard. All right, hold on. Sorry, Brad. I don't know if I was going to answer because I... hold on, I got to reply back to him. I'm going to use VoiceX. Now, damn it. Oh, I like Kyle. Here, there's his number.
867-5309.
We're dating ourselves. So, anyways, and we could talk about it. Kyle can give us some information on this, but he lives in Sleepy Hollow, Illinois, which I mentioned, I think, on the last Patreon, because he sent me a message earlier today. He said, hey, catch up Patreon. He says, we are the Sleepy Hollow from the folklore.
All right. Oh, hey, so the sangria is made from...
It's on here, so let's hope it goes through. Try it once, Brad.
Made from Chambord, pineapple, and lemon-lime soda.
That's like good.
That's why I love it.
All right, there it is.
We're good.
And your wife will appreciate the pineapple later.
Hi, Mr. Meng. How are you tonight?
Who's this?
Is Kyle there?
Did you call the wrong number, Brad?
I don't think so.
I think you did.
Okay,
oh,
sorry.
We're sorry.
How did I listen to HTG on all your favorite podcast episodes?
That was crazy. That's
weird.
Info?
Did you type it wrong?
Possibly.
Double check his typing.
One. No, you don't. You don't dial one. It's a cell phone.
Yeah, no, you still do.
No, you don't.
I never dial one.
This
is like the rotary on your mom and dad's party line.
It used to be back in the day, they'd charge you more if you dialed one on it.
That's funny. That
did you dial the wrong number?
It'd be fun to do a reverse lookup and see who you actually called.
Who'd we call?
It's probably Nancy Pelosi's husband.
Let me check.
I probably fat fingered it.
Is it right this time? If we saw call the same guy back again, he's gonna like file charges.
It looks like the right number to me. All if it's the wrong guy again, we're gonna definitely promote the podcast to him. Hey,
send him some stickers. To an automatic
voice message. He didn't answer.
All right, who's leaving a message?
I shut it off. We'll try it again. Content.
Recess. That was probably
Brad,
him.
Brad, what's your phone number so I can tell him what it is?
Numbers. Oh yeah, you dialed it wrong the first time.
I put a 7 in instead of a 6. So hey, someone in Illinois got a phone call.
Tell me what your phone number is so I can tell it to give it to him. I'm just gonna tell him, answer the phone.
Well, we called the wrong person the first time. Gosh,
this is turning into a shirt show.
Oh, that's fine. Well, like every other episode. All right,
we'll try that again. Yeah, I was one number off. I fat fingered that.
That's Brad's number. If you wanted to send it to.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice.
Hold on. I'm going to leave on a funny voice.
Oh, he's going to get the number.
edit.
Well, I shut it off before we got there.
I'll still edit it.
No, just put a beep.
I'm not sure I know how to do that yet. And now I've got that other big ticket item to learn. But anyway, so while we wait to talk to Kyle about... Oh, wait, he got back to me. Well, hold on.
Here, you want me to type my number in?
No, I sent him a picture of your...
Tell him to add me quick so that way it shows up. He's probably got his security settings.
He says can't make calls.
Can't make calls?
Can't make or can't take?
Take... He's like, are you on Discord? I'm like, no.
No, we don't have that set up yet.
Yeah, we do have it set up. He helped us set it up.
But not like right now.
Right, yeah, it's awesome.
Oh, this is so good.
I guess we could always...
You better hope it's low alcohol.
Are you friends with him on Facebook? You can Facebook call him.
Yeah, do we know how much alcohol is in it?
they did not have it on their website. It just told what was. It just said it's a sweet red. Sweet red made from.
It's probably super low alcohol.
Shamburson.
Low alcohol.
Told him I just added him on Facebook.
Oh, they got something called Sweet Knockers. Sounds like something I'd be a fan of.
Right.
Big apple flavor with English cider yeast. Big, sweet, juicy, traditional cider. Man, I love everything about that description for Sweet Knockers. Except the cheese. Keep the cheese.
Yeah.
But that's how they make the alcohol, so maybe you have to have it.
Cheese or yeast?
Oh, you haven't seen the movie. Me, myself, and Irene. So he comes up behind this gal in the checkout line, and what the hell was she buying?
Price check on Vagiclean.
Yeah, it's like
I said, price check on Vagiclean. Someone's making some sourdough, and it's
no. So like,
better be a rush on that.
He grabs the microphone and he's doing like the price check over the store's PA.
The bottle getting lighter?
It's almost empty.
And, oh, and man. And he looks at her and he goes, oh, got a little extra cheese on the taco.
I think I'm a fan of that guy. Uh-oh.
Oh, no, it's here, all Brad, gone.
You can have it. I'll drink
beer. You're good.
I'm not sure how it's going to affect me.
We got another jug of
it. Hey, you remember the infomercial? But wait, there's more.
Oh, he just added me, so now I can Facebook call him.
Hold on. He texts me because I asked him if he's got something where he can't dial in now. He says, go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
With the Facebook or the phone call? Facebook?
The faces of pages. Pages of faces.
How do you do this?
This is electrical tape, so you can't drink it when you're on the road.
Right, here we go.
Yeah, so that's part of it.
We need to get a red roll of electrical tape for my truck.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Meng, how are you tonight?
I am lovely. How are you, gentlemen?
We are good.
Can you please verify that you are who you say you are? Because Brad's been calling the wrong fucking people.
He's been doing what?
I accidentally fat fingered your phone number in my phone and called someone that had a 7 instead of your number.
So there was a.
I'm not so happy, gentlemen, discussing that he was not Kyle Ming.
So, fun fact, if you fat finger the 7 in my phone number to an 8, you'll call my brother.
It wasn't your brother.
It wasn't your brother. Because that would have been funny.
Yeah, because mine is 9670, my twin brother is 9680, and my younger brother is 9690.
Well, when
9670 is somebody else.
I thought maybe it was your dad at first, but I'm like, is Kyle there? And he's like, oh, no. But you'll hear all that when the episode comes.
Whoever it was answered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might have to call, remove that portion where it said the first 6 digits.
Yeah.
So that way it keeps him from getting prank calls.
Brad was going to leave you a message, but it started reading your phone number off and he clicked it off just before it said the last 4 digits.
And now you said
the 4 digits of you and your brothers.
Oh, nice. How about that?
So I'll have to do some editing. Hopefully I won't be too drunk on the sangria.
What's the alcohol content?
That could be a new segment where you just dial random phone numbers and try and have a conversation with them.
Like Trailer Park Boys. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Court, you get to be Bubbles.
I got the small hands, got the baloney in the small hands.
That guy? I've only seen him on TikTok.
Something smells fucky around here.
We'd have to have Ian on if we're going to be Trailer Park Boys, because he looks like one of the Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, man. So, well, when Safety Steve puts those glasses on,
he reminds me of Bubbles. Yes. Anyways, so Kyle, we wanted a little more live information about this wonderful drink we're drinking.
We're through half of it already.
Right.
I think we're gone, aren't we?
Well, one bottle.
That's the second bottle. Oh. We just opened it. So I
wanted to get you guys something that only I would be able to present to you guys. You know, something that I can't just go buy at a store. So that is from the Southern Illinois Wine Trail. In Cobden, Illinois, from a place called Owl Creek Vineyard. It's the only, obviously, it's a, you know, one building location. Everything is grown and produced locally. And that was purchased during the solar eclipse.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a fan of their grapes down there.
I like
their grapes are good.
They got some good grapes.
I think this is a destination weekend to spend the night with the old ladies and hot rod down, get hammered on that shit, sleep somewhere, come home.
I'm a fan. When are we doing it?
I mean, free time, one.
After
truck's not done.
After June 15th? Well, look at the guy across the table from you.
So Kyle.
They have a service down there where you can rent a bus and they will take you from location to location. So you can get as sideways as you want and not have to worry about driving, because it is some true back roads that you're ripping through in between the wineries.
Sounds like a challenge.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. And twisty roads. Get this man some keys.
What was the town it's in?
Cobden, Illinois. Cobden.
I'm just trying to see how long of a drive that was. Oh, it's a village. That is a 7-hour and 12-minute drive one way.
Whoo!
Might need to take something a little nicer than the hot rods.
So, it still sounds Kyle, like a good weekend. How strong is the alcohol content in this? Because Mr. Geyer might be having a rough morning if it's strong.
I meant to look it up. Do you happen to know what the APV is on the red sangria?
You can't get much further south and still be in Illinois from this place. It's right. My sister.
You'll be near there this weekend then.
No, I'm going to be at the on the other side of Missouri.
Oh, okay.
I'll be over on the KC side. But my sister used to live in a little town called Lebanon just outside St. Louis.
Sure.
And this is even further south than that. But
her in-laws live in Cape Girardeau, which on the map looks like it's only about an inch away.
Well,
so it should be a quick commute.
So it might be on the way to when I'm headed to...
I just need to tell my sister the next time she goes to her in-laws to swing by the winery and grab some of this
or
stuff.
Or when I head to Harlan, Kentucky in July. Because I've already
that,
been...
That might be way
I've already been,
out of your way.
My, I should buy a barrel of that.
Oh, Kyle, do they sell it by the barrel? Oh.
That is the largest you can get them. I did try and get it by the barrel because last time I was down there, I got 8 bottles of that. However, those bottles, if you bring them in, they do save you $4 to refill it.
Okay, what if so I bring
if you go
a barrel,
down there, take them with?
What if I bring my own barrel?
Bring my own.
Like, I mean, maybe like you're probably going to need a whiskey barrel.
But, yeah, I mean, before we cut holes in the top and bottom of
right,
it,
before we mount dust into the top.
Damn it, that's a corner. That's a corner. Damn it.
Now, is it just name only, or is it in...
If we make fun of him?
Or in reference to even if you...
Well, we're referencing the little version, so...
Well, but
the
I
littler
mean,
little version.
Like, you could refer to said person by name or by stature.
Oh, okay. We'll have to figure out the rules on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't clearly know we were doing this, because it all of a sudden like, seemed like I was watching Pee Wee Herman in real life.
That's right.
I knew you were, but what about...
Jesus. Anyways, Scott, did you find out how alcohol content this is, or are we just going to find out in the morning?
I can find out in a hurry. Let's...
Okay.
It did not say what it was on their website.
Yeah, the website doesn't say.
When we wake up tomorrow, we're like, ooh, higher than we thought.
Kyle.
It could be one of those. When I was, I went on a scuba diving trip when I was like 20. Mom and I went down to Jamaica to go scuba diving for a week. And the chef on the boat had one of those, you know, those big orange igloo coolers that they have on, like, the sidelines of games. And he just kept dumping in bottle after bottle of booze and pop and juice. I'm like, what are you making?
Jungle
he goes,
juice?
He goes, I call it ooh juice. I'm like, why you call it ooh juice? Because in the morning, your liver goes, ooh, what'd you do to me last night?
Nice.
That's what this stuff could
so,
be.
The other part, Kyle, I started alluding to it, and you had texted me earlier today about it. I had mentioned last week, which I honestly don't remember mentioning, but that's not anything out of the normal, that you live...
So there is a different bottle that is 9.5%, but they don't list it specifically for that one.
So it's somewhere around 9%.
That's not too bad.
Yeah,
that's
not bad. Somewhere in that range.
So... It'd be a good one for the wives to sit and drink.
I think if Annie wants to try it, she bring your ass out here.
So, yeah. I need paper towels because I just spilled freaking everywhere.
Brad's got them.
Give me a second. I'm telling myself.
Court, text here. Annie. If she wants to try some to come out. So Kyle, I had mentioned last week, I had made the comment about that you were from Sleepy Hollow, Illinois, and you told me some back history here earlier today. But I'm going to let you share it with... I started sharing it, and I'm like, no, I'm going to let Kyle share it.
Yeah, so this was brought up a while ago, unfortunately, and I'm a bit late to catching up with the Patreon. But so I'm from Sleepy Hollow, Illinois. Now, there is a lot of argument to be had if we are the original Sleepy Hollow or not. However, our founding date... is substantially older than the Sleepy Hollow in New York.
Is that the only two Sleepy Hollows?
What's that?
Is that the only two Sleepy Hollows in the United States?
Yes, New York and Illinois are the only two Sleepy Hollows. Okay.
And I know that you have a sticker on your Jeep that has a headless horseman on his horse.
Yeah, all of my front windshields have town stickers that have it, and then on the back of all my vehicles... have a headless horseman, red, white, and blue, like American flag background with the headless horseman. You'll find that on our motorcycles, trailers, cars, anything with wheels and an engine, even our boat, which doesn't have wheels and an engine. You'll find that logo
Your
on
Your boat doesn't have an engine? That sounds boring.
No, that's, it has an
that's
engine.
That's a canoe.
It's a canoe, a kayak.
Yeah, it's just a canoe.
Andy's so, coming out.
Okay. So then, arguably, you guys are the Sleepy Hollow of folklore.
Lore.
And you said that
I would argue that we are the original and the story is based on us because our Sleepy Hollow Road also fits the story, including the bridge where the horseman rides over. We have on Sleepy Hollow Road.
And you That's said badass. You said there's an old lady that owns the road.
Yeah, so one of the ladies, the lady on Sleepy Hollow Road right there, she wanted the original. Yeah, Mona. She one of the originals. Yeah, so there's a nice lady that lives on Sleepy Hollow Road. That she is one of the like only remaining founders of Sleepy Hollow. She's been here since it was founded. It's even to the point where she owns the rights to the road in front of her house. So really? the state and the town do not own the land. Like her plot legally says that she owns that section.
Kyle?
Jeepers, Kyle, every time we go to Chicago, we drive right by your house.
Kyle, we just pause for just a second here. She's not on a mic, but Annie is here to try the sangria.
Yeah. Dive right in there.
We're talking about going to Southern Illinois for a weekend to partake. Kyle says they don't sell by the barrel, though.
It's only 7 hours and 15 minutes away if we don't stop for anything, including gas. But if we don't stop for gas, it's going to take significantly longer to get there.
Yeah, if we don't stop.
But in hot rods, we make that trip.
It's going to be your own cannonball run.
The HGG cannonball run. Sounds good. So Annie approves. Kyle, you did awesome. This stuff is great. We're going to sideline quick because we did tell the listeners before we got you on the phone that you are on a team that I am not going to divulge anything because I haven't even looked at that chat in a while. But you are on a team with your brother, the Art, the Bearded Wonder, as I've named him for on here, Arch Customs. And one of our other distinguished listeners, Mr. Wheeler. And so we were talking about you guys are a team. And Annie, when she came out here, she brought us one of the can koozies. She just got done. She's making can koozies for the event. And these are sponsored by High Caliber Construction. So, which is a... Do you guys know who High Caliber Construction is and connections?
Our favorite private's father.
Our favorite private's father. So Private Powers' father, Joe, is High Caliber Construction. He sponsored the koozies.
Sweet.
And these.
Thank you, Joe.
These are pretty awesome.
Those are nice.
Got the logo
even,
on them.
And they're even the neoprene ones.
Well, these, I think these are Annie the high. Ask, what Annie, kind do you want?
Yeah.
And we're all like, neoprene or nothing.
Right. The only part I didn't get that I wanted was the magnets.
The magnets. Those drive price up quite a bit.
Well, a lot, and you can't screen print one side. Yeah. So, but those turned out pretty awesome.
Yeah,
so
turned out really well.
Anyways, Kyle, are you looking forward to the golf outing?
I'm very excited. I haven't golfed outside of Top Golf in a good long while, so we're going to find out just how bad of a shot I am these days.
I've touched my clubs once in the last 25 years, and it was to move them from my old house to my new house, so you got to be better than me, dude.
Tyler, my brother, has this really weird talent where he can just pick up a hobby and be absolutely ridiculously good at it for no reason. We brought him to Top Golf in the fall, I think. And he gets up there after not having golfed in I don't even know how long and whacks one of the back poles on the back of the property line without even breaking a sweat.
Sounds like your brother and my brother are the same.
My
brother's an asshole like that.
In his construction boots, mind you. In his work jeans and construction boots, he friggin' whacks it to the back wall.
I mean, you got to hit it somewhere. So, you might as well hit it long.
Like I said, I kind of have purposely not paid. I set the... So to... For these guys, of course, Kyle and their brother know each other, but then they, you know, the other two don't know any, you know, each other or anything. So I'm like, I'm going to put these four together in a chat group. And so they kind of know who they're playing with.
Get to know each other.
Get to know each other. I at one point said, just fine,
and maybe it wasn't the best idea to put us.
No, it was a great idea to put you guys together, but I think I texted
with the apparel designer. I don't know if that was a good idea, so I think, we're going to see how that plays out.
I think I at one point I texted the fellows and said, I introduced the guy, those guys to each other, and I created a monster.
It was something like that.
And at one point, Dan's like, well, we can't tell Chris about it. You know, we can't tell anybody else about it. And then I'm like, hey, Dan, I'm in here. I created this. And he's like, oh, crap. And then I ducked out.
Boot him from the group.
So
Chris has been removed from the chat.
I can't wait to see what these guys come up with, because it's going to...
They probably just started a new chat without
you. I hope they did. I will be so happy and surprised. This is going to be such a fun day. So... But
and while we're talking about it, it is going to be a fun day. If you want to be part of the raffle, you can reach out to any of us. We have raffle tickets, 50-50 tickets.
We can do Venmo or anything like that.
Venmo or whatever. You don't have to be present to win.
On that real quick, after we talked about last week, Bill Carter Jr., better known as Ian's mailman, he messaged me and says, hey, how do I get raffle tickets? And so he bought a big chunk of raffle tickets.
Sweet.
So we can do Venmo or anything like that. We'll put your name on the tickets. And
yep. Yeah. If reach out to one of us, we can get as many tickets as you want. They're $5 a piece or 5 for $20. If you Venmo us, we will just pull the money out of our accounts for
throw the cash in the pot.
And then if you win, we will Venmo you that money back.
Yep. So
anybody's interested in that, holler at one of us.
And then, you know, if you're in the area or can get to the area the day of, June 8th.
Got a lot of cool stuff.
There's going to be a ton of cool stuff on the auction.
So you won't be able to golf unless you're already signed up.
Yep.
But we did have,
you can hang out.
From Mr. Rick Davis ask if you have to be present to be at the auction or if he can put in a remote
bid. I replied back, I'm sure we could figure out a proxy bidder for you.
Yep.
So there will be that stuff. And, you know, and there will be some of the games that, like, up near the clubhouse. I think the putting green will be open to anybody.
Yeah, I don't think you have. I don't think some of the games that are not part of the golf course.
Right.
I think anybody could partake in that.
And, situation. You know, Bill Stocks will be playing for a while. So, there will be some heckling of Bill, or Bill heckling me, I'm sure. So,
it'll definitely be the place to be in Delaware County that night.
Yeah. It's going to be a good time.
Or the whole day, actually.
Into the night. Who knows? So, anyways, hey, we got Kyle on. I know we did a Meet the Listener once before already, but I guess, Kyle, you've been mentioned and referenced for a long time here.
We had him on one night.
We did have him on. He's kind of like my backup IT guy when anytime we need to use Discord. I can't remember how to run it.
He is your IT guy.
Yeah, so,
definitely IT. He's your remote IT guy.
He also is, for those that listen over to the Total Off-Road podcast, he is the reason that you get to listen to that every week, is he is their editor. Is that your title? Editor? Coordinator?
Manager.
Monkey manager?
Yeah, manager. I handle the wrenches.
So, but he is the guy behind the scenes that does that. He's an aircraft pilot. Mechanic.
So, yeah, general aviation aircraft mechanic. Work on the... the piston engine airplanes.
He can work on them and Art can fly them.
That's going to be
a hell of a team right there. Yeah. That's why I put them together. So,
a recipe for disaster.
Avid off-roader. And Kyle's got a unique... Geyer can probably relate to this. Geyer's got the granddaddy of Kyle's bike. So Kyle has a stripped-down Goldwing.
Okay.
So...
Wait, do one of you guys have a Goldwing?
No, but Kyle... Geyer's got a CBX.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I've got the real king of the road. Don't listen to any of those Harley owners.
I listen to you.
Hey, I love it.
So
when you go down the road,
you can't beat a Honda.
The funny part is about Harleys versus Honda Goldwings. The only way that you know a Honda went by is by the trailer rice left behind.
Oh, I forgot we have a Harley guy sitting.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Either way, they still passed you, whether they're dropping rice or not.
I had a 1983 Goldwing, so.
My dad has an Electra Glide with a stage, I think it's a stage 2 or a stage 3 kit on it. And mine is a Bone Stock 2016 Goldwing F6B, which is, it's stripped of all the frilly stuff. No bags. I'm sorry, no center bag, no reverse, no canceling turn signals. All the amenities that Honda went crazy with, they got rid of in pursuit of sleekness and performance. And I am faster and make more power than a Stage 2 electric glide.
And it's, I mean, Honda, I mean, when you want to go advanced engineering, smoothness, reliability, Honda is where it's at. I've never argued that. So
we got a brand new Honda in the garage right now.
The Grom. So
it's just a matter of, and just like the other, if it, like, it doesn't matter if it's got an H and a D in it, it's going to be expensive.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter if it's Honda or Harley. They're expensive.
Yeah, I mean, I used to own a 19, I believe it was an 88 Goldwing 1500 that had 89,000 miles on it. And anytime you wanted to even so much as change a spark plug, you were stripping down half of the bike's plastics just to access it. So they're great when they work, but the moment they stop, I mean, that bike had more EVAP systems on it than a modern day diesel.
Wasn't Jake's a Silverwing?
Silverwing
is what Jake shut down. Yeah.
Which is basically a CX500 that was all dressed out.
Yeah. So, you know, Kyle mentioned his dad. And his dad has one of the a pretty interesting job that I didn't know about till a couple months ago. He, is it upfits or refits when he's at the cruise ships, Kyle?
So, primarily, he owns his own general contracting remodeling business.
We should have asked him about the cabinets. So Mark Trepp,
he's the man with a plan.
Mark Trepp to send in a question that you'll hear about when you listen tomorrow about hanging cabinets. But anyways, he also, this is the part I thought was kind of neat. He also works with the cruise ships.
Yes. So whenever about early November-ish comes around, my neighbor coordinates it with a whole bunch of people to send them to cruise ships wherever they are. Sometimes they're in the United States, sometimes they're in Italy, France, anywhere in the world. They meet the cruise ship with all of the pallets of Christmas stuff that had been previously shipped out. And then they spend a week and decorate the entire cruise ship with Christmas stuff.
Holy shit.
And he said pictures, like, we're not talking just like garland on the railing. We're talking like 20-foot Christmas trees, and everything's decked out like the North Pole on these cruise ships.
Decorating for Christmas for a week, 8 hours a day, sounds fucking miserable. I love the way it looks. Not interested in doing it.
No.
It's beginning to look a lot like fuck this.
It's really fun for the teardowns because you don't have a week. You have half of a day.
Holy cow.
Strip it off and shove it in the box?
So they just throw it all in the garbage or what?
It all just gets thrown on a pallet and dealt with later. So all the previous cruise ship people, as they're getting off, you are like sprinting down the hallways with garlands and wreath. You literally look like the Grinch that stole Christmas as you have a tree around your shoulder.
That sounds like where I would shine.
Brad would do it in his Grinch suit.
With a smile on my face.
Do we, as we wrap up the second listener segment here, kind of short ad-libbed here, but should we ask, we got another question we got to cover here before we wrap up this episode. Should we
throw it at
Kyle to start?
We have our second question Ask the Fellas.
We started out before we called you. We have the Ask the Fellas segment that we've talked about in the past, and we answered Mark's question about hanging cabinets. We have a second Ask the Fellas question that we're going to cover, and we're going to ask it to you first.
So the second Ask the Fellas question comes from one of our sponsors and Chris's wife.
What was that mean?
If you could go back to any one day and relive it, make no changes to it, just relive the day as it went, what would it be?
And am I answering this first?
Yes.
You're answering first.
An immediate answer would probably be this past eclipse, because I was in Southern Illinois for that eclipse with both of my brothers, and we were able to see the full totality.
Cool.
So we were in the highest point of Southern Illinois, right next to the biggest cross in Southern Illinois. And we got to see the Path of Totality with my two brothers for the second time.
That's awesome.
That'd be fun. So the CERN testing gone wrong.
Oh, we're going there. So cool. Well, Kyle, appreciate you taking the impromptu call. We really, really appreciate the sangria.
That's just good.
Yep. So good.
And
Of course. Thanks for having me.
If we end up doing a Hot Rod HTG tour down to get some more, we'll let you know.
You let me know. I'll be the first to show you around town.
Sounds good. You went to college down that area, right?
Yes, sir. Class of 2019.
So, such just a young pup. What a young pup.
Jesus, I've been out of high school for 22 years.
So, all right. Thanks again, Kyle. We appreciate it.
Peace. Alrighty, see you, Kyle.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so now back to us. We've heard the question. Who's going first?
Brad and Chad both had answers already.
I know.
So. I went. You go ahead, Brad.
So mine was Ironman in Wisconsin. You know, like, it was a weird day because I was going through a failed relationship and nothing seemed to go right during the whole day. Like, my shifters went bad. Like, someone dumped my bike.
We were running for tools everywhere trying to fix you roadside. Yep.
So I got out of the swim and I got back and my bike was laying on the ground covered in sunscreen. Thanks to whoever was next to me. I really appreciated that. But they messed up my shifting and I'm like, I got to Verona and I saw all you guys there. And I'm like, hey, my shifter's messed up. And then Chris...
I wasn't there.
But Chris wasn't there, but he was there because he got online with all of his off-road guys and happened to know someone in Verona. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Oh, Chewy. We'll just go with Chewy.
So
Chad is actually his first name, but we call him Chewy.
Yeah, but he worked for the city of Verona. I remember that. He
works for the city of Verona, and I knew he was in the area. I knew he was probably out because being for the city and it comes through there. So I was actually in Minnesota. We had just finished up being at the Heydays, Big Snowmobile Swap Meet. We were coming back from that, and so I was texting back and forth. I was texting you guys, I was texting Chewy, and then back and forth trying to figure out where you guys were at.
He delivered the tools.
And he brought them down to you, yeah.
So, Geyer, Court, and Chad were all there. Like, I was never so happy to see people I knew. I pulled off to the side, and they're like, go down further because, the penalty tent's right there, and there's an official there.
And in an iron, he could have been disqualified if they'd seen someone that's not an official race official working on his bike.
Right.
That's receiving outside assistance, and it's grounds for disqualification. So we're like, just ride over the hill.
So I went further down the hill, and they got looking at it. They figured out, like, something was messed up with it, but it just needed adjustment.
Something internally in that shifter. We ended up replacing it after the
race. Yes, it completely got replaced. But, I had to hold my shifter throughout the whole first lap on the loop with the, they call it the stick and three bitches for a reason, because there was three bitches of hills. Oh, my God, they're terrible.
So... Brad's riding a triathlon bike, so he's got his aero bars. Normally when you climb hills, you get out on your, they call them the bullhorns, so that you can stand up on the pedals and climb. Well, if Brad got out on his bullhorns, what happened to your gears, Brad?
It would shift up like three higher gears, and you were pedaling way harder than you needed to.
So he literally had to hold that shifter in that aero position to climb all those freaking hills.
It sucked. I'm not going to lie. It sucked.
But I'll tell you, Brad, every time we saw you, you were in good spirits. Yeah, you were able to smile. You were able to laugh.
You know why? Because I saw you guys there, and I'm like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay. You guys always, you guys were cheering me on. I saw people out on the course that I knew. Like, everybody was so positive that day. And that's what kept me from going into a deep, dark place until the run.
And that was... Well, for you...
No, the run you did pretty good on that one because you were smiling and taking selfies with us during the day.
No, well,
it
I remember...
It was the second lap.
Brad came up for, you know, he came up and we're all there. We're going to put arms. I was like, easy, easy, easy. Everything hurts. Don't hit me.
I'm like, you ever I remember that not specifically. Being a pussy?
But...
Run faster.
But... The weather that year was not awesome. I mean, it rained most.
It was great for me because I cannot stand heat.
Right.
So, that's what I mean. Like, the cool rain was perfect for me. Mm-hmm. That's why I think I had such a great day.
So that's your go back, relive it again memory.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, thing. Like I faced so much adversity that day, and I still came out with a smile on my face.
Cool.
And a finisher medal.
Yep.
Chad.
Say for me, it'd probably be the day that I finally got to start the Firebird for the first time. Just that was a long, drawn out process, and we thought we had it right, and it wouldn't start. So I drove and got John, the guy that put the motor together, drove him out to our house. He fixed something real quick, something silly, stupid, and you know, it took him all 30 seconds to do it.
Mm-hmm. That guy's an asshole.
And then it popped right off, and of course, open headers, because you only start a brand new engine open headers.
With no hood.
I was going to say, there was no hood, right?
Yep. Then I was able to take it down the maiden voyage, down the driveway, and then you know, back up again and park it. So that was fun. The first time I'd actually put something serious together and sure. Got to hear it.
That's a good one.
Plus, I got to do most of the stuff with my old man.
Sure, definitely. So I guess mine, weirdly, as I thought about this going into this, I immediately, when you started reading that question, you know, so we could think about it before we started, you know, immediately I know what days I go back. But then you said the part about can't change it. And I was like, I got a lot of them I want to change. But probably the, if you say... Can't change it, relive it, probably is going to be in one day. So we're talking 24-hour period. It was going to be the 24 hours that I backed the Scout out of the shop. We put it on the trailer, took that picture. That is, you know, that's when this was born. And then, you know, taking it to work, everybody else seeing it. That's probably, you know, and that's one of the many.
I had all kinds of feels that night.
Yeah, we all out
and loaded it on the trailer.
You know, and that was, you know, and that whole weekend, if I could go back and relive that, I would, because that was my last weekend wheeling with Wyatt. That was the first weekend of tetanus out. The brainchild that I had tried to get going for years finally got it to do it. You know, I got Rich let me do it, and it was a success. And you guys were there for part of that, you know, and the struggle, but you know, that 24 hours of the Scout starting, driving it out, loading it, taking it to the shop, and everybody seeing it probably was one of the highlights. You know, and there's the obvious ones about, you know, your wedding for your kids getting born in that, but like Court said earlier, those are kind of high stress too, that you don't really, you want to relive those the memorable parts of those, but not all the other parts of it. So it was weird that the one I was thinking was kind of a combination of you guys is, you know, the first startup and the yep. Your friends there to help you and support you. So what about you two?
I'm still struggling a little bit.
So when I was a kid, I used to spend a lot of my summers grounded.
You too.
Yeah.
And you're not talking barefoot.
No. Yeah. No.
Or lying in grass enjoying the weather.
Yeah, no. I spent a lot of time grounded. And when you got grounded in the Geyer household, you could do anything you wanted to with your friends for 1 week as long as they would come play in our yard. Well, you know who wants to come play in your yard in town? In the middle of the summer?
No one.
Nobody. Like, you might get some of them for an hour or two the first day, and then after that, you're just watching TV the rest of the week. And
your groundings were a lot different than mine.
There was absolutely... Well, we lived in town. Like, we didn't...
I did too when I was young.
We,
read a book.
Watch your friends ride up and down the street in front of your house, but you can't go out.
So they, yeah, so I was grounded one of these particular times, and Dad's like, You want to go for a motorcycle ride? I'm like,
I know where you're going. Yep.
I don't know. And I didn't think I'd be able to. I thought he was just messing with me. Because like, there was no early release in the Geyer household. It didn't matter how good you were. If you were grounded for 7 days, you were grounded for 7 days. Didn't matter your best behavior, nothing. 7 days, 7 days. So I thought he was just messing with me and, you know, kind of jabbing a poke and a stick. And he's like, no, really, you want to go? God, I'd love to. Dad and I spent a lot of time riding motorcycles together when I was young. And I'm like, where are we going? Ida Grove. You guys know where Ida Grove is?
Been there.
Way over on the west side of the state. So there was a airplane show over there Dad wanted to go to. Like, shit, I like airplanes and I like motorcycles. Count me
right.
In. And so we left at the dark 30 and hopped on the motorcycle and rode the motorcycle all the way over there. And oh my God, on the way home, I was so tired coming home.
You get your ratchet strap.
I kept nodding off. And at one point, I don't know, Dad was watching the mirror or what, but I went and did a hard lean to the left, and I woke up to Dad catching me, pulls over to the side of the road, hop off. Okay. So I hop off, and he's like, you see that bridge down there? Yeah. Run to it. I don't know. It's like a half a mile down the freaking road. He just said, I think he just wanted to pull over and smoke a cigarette or two. But and I think I had to stop and do that one more time on the way home. Just stop and go. Because
you're so tired.
Oh, I was so tired. But that was a fun day. Just pretty much any time my old man and I got to get on the motorcycle and go somewhere, it was a pretty memorable, sure. It was a pretty memorable day. So I'd go relive any of those.
Yeah, for sure.
When I kind of figured out what mine was, what you said was kind of what I envisioned you were going to say.
When he started talking, I knew right where it was going because
you'd heard that one
before. I've heard that story before. And it's one of those, you know, those memories that you always share and talk about. So jury's still out for court.
I mean, I've got so many, it's hard to pick
sure.
one.
Well, I get it. So,
and plus, I had a horrible memory, honestly. Like, I remembered stuff that happened. Like,
it could have been
big pieces. Any numbered,
like, most of them that I'd want to go back to just to relive are the days when you were young and did, like, any of the days. We had a state park that was a mile and a half down the road from our house. And my buddies and I would hop on our BMX bikes. We'd ride out. We'd pack a lunch. We'd go out to the park. And we would just be running around like we didn't have a care in the world. We'd be jumping off the bridges into the deep swimming holes, go hiking all day.
Yep.
You know.
And that's where I'm at. It's like there's so many, like taking the kids fishing or.
Sure.
Like the first time, like that Caleb fired up that old four-wheeler that he bought. Mm-hmm. That was like, what the hell did you do? And the smile on his face.
Right.
And there's a lot of those. But
oh, you sent that video to everybody.
Yeah.
Check out the smile on that kid's face.
I hadn't seen a smile on his face like that in years. No. So I'm thinking probably one of the big ones and this summer, like building our dream house with all my friends was...
That's a lot of days.
It was a lot of days. I think my favorite day was the day that Kelly came out and we stood the last wall upstairs up. Because she'd come out and brought us dinner and supper, like everything through the whole week. But like when she walked up and like we'd stood that front wall. I think the front wall was the last one we did, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
I think the front wall was the last one we stood up. The first one we stood up was the garage wall.
Because it's the tall one.
Because Felderman helped with that one.
Yes, yep.
I think the last wall we stood up was the big heavy one across the front. And Kelly pulls in and she's like, oh my God. Like that was probably one of the bigger ones. Or first time my grandpa let me drive the truck from Winthrop to Troy when I was like 7.
I thought you were going to say when you shot me in the nuts.
That was a good day. No,
not really. Later. Later.
But I'm still scared to use a nail gun.
I will. You talk about
I'm still scared to be around you.
I think about like
we both swallow our fears on that one.
Driving out to Fort Dodge to get Wyatt's Road and him not knowing where we're going. Dad and I knew where we were going.
Yep.
He didn't know about it. We surprised him with that. Or when we fired up the Malibu and after 24 hours of taking engines in and out, things like that. So, there's tons of them. And, you know, and that's, you know, that a thought-provoking question like that gets those
It does. It's ideas it's flowing, hard to pick so. One, you know, because, you know, it's but, just a challenge.
So yeah, so, you know, listeners, think about your, I hope that
share them on our page.
Share them on the page or send us a message about them. Should things we like hit that.
A super abbreviated. Yes. What's burning? Super yes. abbreviated because how far into it are we?
Oh, we're an hour. Well, by time with editing, we'll be about an hour 15. So okay. Super abbreviated. What's been there?
My burning is whatever's burning at your guys' houses. Sure, right. So
the guy hasn't been burning anything at his house lately. Chad said he had some smoldering.
Yeah. I don't know if I've talked on it, about it in one of the previous podcasts, but there is a 2014 Dodge Charger Pursuit that needs some engine work, and it's at a fairly reasonable price. It's been smoldering. I don't know if I can let this one go. So if he gets back to me a second time, I'm going to...
We're hooking up a trailer.
I'm going to offer him a little less and see if he bites and go get it.
Oh, I do have something. I forgot about it.
Well, back to you then.
Well, I would advise this. There's no such thing as a well-cared-for pursuit vehicle. I mean, the maintenance is there, but they get treated like your ex-girlfriend.
They need the normal cam and lifters.
By the time we're done with this car, we'll have gone through all
there,
of it.
There won't be much cop car left.
There's not much cop car left when we're done.
I was going to say, they're usually treated like garbage and traded off because...
It's fairly low miles, and he's had it for a while. It was wrecked, so it was out of service early.
So, Guy, you had something?
No, just we might have to go on a run for a car for me at some point as well.
Oh,
nothing super awesome. My daughter's, her husband's old Pontiac G6. That doesn't run
it. Oh, so I get to drive over it.
I'm like, I'll give you a scrap price for it. And, well, you can drive over it if you pay me scrap price.
Court, you want to go halves on scrap price and drive Jeeps over it? And Scouts? And
sounds like so I figured if we get it back, she goes, hey, it doesn't run right. It doesn't seem to want to shift. I'm like, I don't know. It can't be too bad.
Sure.
So if we get it running.
Here,
if we get here it
he
running,
dangled the carrot. I thought he had finally come over to the dark side and was going to fight. Like had a like an old... You know, shoebox or something we were going to go get. But no, just a G6.
Just a G6.
Ooh, and we could rebody a G6 with a shoebox.
We get it all done and Cameron wants it. Well, we'll give him that.
Oh, then we're going to rebody an Impala.
I'll sell the Impala. And you can buy it if you want.
Oh, we could put a cool body on it. Get you a hot rod.
It's a unibody. How are you going to put a body on a unibody?
We'll just cut it apart and weld shit together. It'll be fine.
I have the means. We've upgraded the means.
We've upgraded the means.
So,
speaking of burning, what are you going to be
burning? We are going to be burning. Literally, though, there will be burning. So, I've been burning a hole in the checkbook lately. So, I don't know if I talked last week or not about the. I did order new wheels and tires for the Scout. They are half on.
About it.
So, three wheels showed up. The third wheel was missing its. Bolts for the beadlock. All four tires showed up, and the fourth wheel, the beadlock bolts showed up today. So I have those, and then the fourth wheel is supposed to be here tomorrow, according to tracking. So, Scout did not go to the complete off road open house. I was like, I'm not taking it on the old tires. Everybody's seen it that way, but I do have to adjust some body mounts and fenders. Court, you and I need to have a night of tuck and roll with the fenders. We make a great team doing that. So I did that, and then I have wanted one for a very long time, and Annie and I were talking. I'm like, you know, she's got Social Butterfly Media doing some side jobs, doing things, you know, and doing T-shirts and things like that. I said, I need to come up with something like that because, you know, you don't get rich doing a podcast. So, and anything that this podcast generates, we put right back into it.
You get rich by not paying taxes.
Oh, is that how I could do that?
That's what a guy that was a lot smarter than me told me once.
Oh, okay. So anyways,
that's how our politicians get rich.
That is true.
And insider trading.
If you write the tax code, you know how to avoid it.
Right. And insider trading. Anyways, so I've been looking for a long time and finally, you know, hit the go button, and I bought a plasma table. So I bought a 4 foot by 4 foot Eastwood plasma table. I got to learn some CAD design now a little bit. I've been playing with it. Luckily, Chad knows a little bit about that. So
your
maybe
first sign can be, please leave packages at side door so I can put it in my front yard.
We could do that.
I hate it when they leave them on my front.
How long does this fuck around and find out?
Well, we can do that too. So, my, you know, and
but in really nice script that makes right. you feel really good about it.
Sure. So I was talking to Art Bearded Customs, and you know, I said I kind of want to do his business model. He kind of was the influence behind it that I'm not going to do a bunch of advertising. I'm not going to go do a bunch of craft shows and stuff like that and make have a big inventory of signs pre-made. I want to do more of the one-off special. Hey, I want to do something special for my parents for their anniversary, or hey, it's dad's birthday. I want to do something special, things like that. Word of mouth. And then also I have it so that as we build more, and my hope is maybe by next summer, we're building a couple, a rat rod or two to sell. As Heat Treated Garage and Coyote Customs, one or both names on it. But build, you know, I built mine. I learned a lot. Building yours, I've learned, you know, learned more. Brad's going to, you know, everyone gets a little bit better. We do Brad's, and then maybe we do one that we actually sell and, you know, be able to make the brackets here, draw them up, plasma them out, weld them together. So it's just another tool in the toolbox for Heat Treated Garage and future projects.
I seen a guy on one of the Crown Vic swap pages is making laser cut upper and lower control arms mm-hmm. so you can shorten them to get bigger wheels and stuff in there. So yeah, there's some cool shit out there. Sure. So, if one of us learns how to run all the, if the more of us learn how to run the CAD equipment, the better. It's like, hey, shoot this over. And
well, yeah, because if I get the right file, I mean, I plug it in, it'll run it. Yeah. It's the drawing and it's the front end work that, you know, you got to learn. Yep. So, you know, like I want to build C notch brackets and the four link stuff so I can do air ride on the 50 over the winter. When we finally one ton the heap, you know, coil brackets and that for the one ton axle, we can cut all those out. And that's a couple, you know, that's $300-$400 worth of brackets we can make here now. So that's been the biggest thing that's burning here is, you know, getting that going. I got the 50 partially back together.
That's it. Still
before
the front end's still outside.
Before you guys leave, you're gonna sit around while we edit, and we're gonna set the clip back on. I don't need to bolt it on, just get it back into the shop and on. The very talented young lady that painted our little friend over there, I talked to her in some text messages about doing the doors on the 50s. So that might happen in the future. Because
that would be good for your big printer at the school, Chad, so she can blow them up bigger and make like a stencil out of
sure.
it.
Sure. So I want some hand painted logos on the doors to kind of finish that theme out on that thing. So that's kind of what's been burning here. Did a bunch of yard work this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So, but
I got a bunch of work coming up.
Yeah. We're going to be talking.
Ordered like $750 worth of parts today.
So,
lots of suspension.
Wife's car's got to get parked now. Mm-hmm. I looked at that. I'm like, oh, my wife broke a spring because she thinks that little Encore is a race car sometimes.
Liar.
And it started to unscrew itself from the spring pocket. And I'm worried that it's going to continue to unscrew itself and make another half a turn and go right through the sidewall of the tire.
Let's jack it up, spin it back, weld it in spot, lower the other side, and it'll fucking have Carolina squat.
You can just see the look on his face.
It'll look like a gasser.
This is my wife's daily driver. She would not.
You can customize a daily?
She would not think that's cool.
That's too bad.
Hey, who's our sponsors? Who makes this possible?
Annie's one of them.
She is.
Social Butterfly Media. So if you need help with your social media, You need can koozies? Those can koozies are badass.
They are.
T-shirts, virtual assisting, or if you just need something to like your Facebook look nice.
Before I came to Facebook. Before I came out here, actually, I helped her unbox her new heat press. So.
Oh, the one I carried into the garage.
The one you carried into the garage. I'm like, oh, where's heavy. It is heavy. I barely got it into the kitchen.
Lots of upgrades.
So who else we got?
So we've got Crawler Off-Road. Check those guys out. Oh, I forgot otherwise, to throw my roll, tool roll in the back of the heap today when I got it out.
Otherwise known as Court's Daddy.
Court's Daddy. So check those guys out if you need a tool roll or if you need synthetic ropes, soft shackles, any of the recovery gear that you would need. And if
not
you use
just for the off-road, not
just
guys,
for off-road, for anybody.
Especially, I've heard just today in my classes of two or three different farmers that were stuck out in their fields and had to get pulled out.
They should be calling Crawler
for sure.
So and then lastly,
use HTG10 at checkout.
Yes,
for 10% off everything on their website.
And lastly,
but not Bearded firstly,
Customs. Bearded Customs. We've mentioned him a couple times.
Yep.
So if you want some really cool hats or other laser etched products, give Art a call. Well,
What are you playing with over there?
I got one thing I almost forgot. No, almost one thing. You know, plastic baggie, and it actually.
Oh, it's a dime bag, Court.
Sweet. It said on it. This came with some from our friends in West Virginia that sent up a couple bottles for the putting green for the event. It says, "Share with the fellas if you want." So Adam, Zach, and Julian from On the Rocks podcast sent over some stickers.
Oh, sweet.
For us.
Love stickers.
And who doesn't love stickers?
You got to put one of those stickers on the window.
We're going to put one on the window.
To the wall.
They sent some extras.
My refrigerator's starting to get pretty stickered up.
So
what we should start
and
doing,
they're pretty
though,
cool. They're like a shot glass with the mountains in them. Yeah.
I like the idea that someone had. They go, you put these on magnets, and then yes. You cut the magnets out. That way, when you get a new fridge, yes. All your stickers don't go with
so
it.
They sent a couple others here. They're pretty cool. Four Low West Virginia Outdoor Adventure. That was their event from last year that they really wanted us to come down for, and it's the weekend before Core.
Oh, so that's rough.
I can't make that one.
Listening to those guys when I traveled to Wisconsin this week. And it got the itch to get the heap going again. Came back and
good.
I dug it out today.
Thank you, Adam.
I cleaned
Julian
it up
and Zach.
I drove it a little bit, put some gas in there. It needs some work before it goes on a very long trip.
Hopefully, I don't have to drive it.
I think you would look really good driving a Jeep.
I think, like I told you, I need to find a dead president's mask to wear when I drive it.
Oh, so Matt, when I commented, sent a picture and said, I love driving this thing, you're like, oh, you're one of those. Like, one of what?
No, you're the one.
The one what?
That loves to drive a Jeep.
Oh.
So with the Scout not having, it's all its wheels and tires here. The transmission leaving the chat in the flat fender, and the 50 not being back together, for complete off-roads open house, I had no cool vehicles to take, other than a silver Chevy pickup, which is pretty much stock. So I'm like, Annie, can I...
I don't know whose leg I'm in.
Me, you're playing footsie with me.
I got to straighten my knee out.
So I said, Annie, can I drive your Jeep over? So I was resorted back to driving Jeep, but did you see my post about it? I said, all ducks will be thrown.
Yeah.
Somebody's like, I cut the heads off them so they can't be reused. I like that idea. So the other sticker that Adam sent over here was, it's actually a picture of his Jeep. It's kind of like a blueprint, and it shows the different upgrades he's got on it. It's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
So
I pulled into a spot next to some 4x4s with our all-wheel drive Escape.
Escape. Actually, Chad rolled in. Chad bought some high-quality mob armor.
Oh, you were over at Complete Off Road.
We were down in Dubuque for Adam's baseball game.
Nice.
So between games, we decided to go down there.
I felt bad. I was running about 6 million different ways, and he hung out with him and Janet hung out with Annie for a while at the front counter. But
so, what did you get? Some what kind of?
It's a mob armor phone mounts.
Phone mounts, like okay. I've got. They work
just
awesome.
A super strong magnet, and like on the back of my phone here, you got that little metal ring, and it snaps on to...
And it stays there pretty good?
Oh, it doesn't move at all.
We used them in Otis for UA, and the phone's never moved.
I might get... Because I got the... I've got a RAM out in my truck.
Oh, way better.
And it's a pain in the ass trying to pinch the little things, and I got a new phone since I bought it.
A charger. That's a charger ring on mine. So both my... Next to the bed, or... on the, my truck, the truck mount, if I have it in the truck, I got it.
Charges
it? It'll hold it and charge it
through the wireless charger. The Heap needs something to mount my phone on.
So anyways.
I don't know if any of them are rated to the full set. I'm going to send it. Oh, shit. And everybody's running for their phones.
I can show you a video of me. Somebody asked this weekend about at the open house about the bent panels on Otis. And I said, I put every one of those in there, except maybe one fender. And I can show you video of my... You won't see the phone, but I can show you the video of me bouncing the truck around, and my phone never moved.
Never left.
So I can tell you, they probably are full send court rated.
That's sweet. Something, if you do drive the Heap and the kids need something to work on, like, I need to get those bent center caps out.
Would you just like them removed?
Yeah, fuck those things. Okay. Just take them out completely.
With that, any good last words for our listeners before we kick this over to the Patreon?
Can't think of any.
Watch out for number one and don't step in number two.
That is good words to live by. It is. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Sangria is dangerous.
Yeah. It's
very good. Catch you next week.
Later.
Far into it we were when we advertised.